You good?
I'm good.
Thomas, how we doing?
We're good.
We got some big stuff going on right now. First of all, 1 mile march.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Crawl, walk, run, however you need to do it. Just get a mile in a day. If you tag us on Instagram with hashtag 1 mile march, we'll be picking one winner a week and just giving them some free stuff.
Free stuff.
Free stuff. I love
it. Send you a t-shirt. Send you a hat.
Yeah. Whatever you want. We got new stuff going up on Patreon all the time. Head on over to our website. And then also to fuel your 1 mile march, head over to drinklmnt.com/astandard. Get yourself some free salts.
You can find a link to that on the website too. I'll put it on there.
It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Like we've said before, you're leaving money on the table if you don't head over to that website. what are we starting with today?
I saw this semi dangling off a bridge.
My
and
tech,
I thought of you.
My tech rescue.
I was like,
heart.
Here comes Craig Stallaway, Mr. TRT. Hang off the bridge.
It was absolutely, I think, an awesome rescue. My favorite parts were the comment sections.
All right, so tell me more about it, because I have only.
Well, let's
I just
watch
saw the
video.
Headline.
Let's watch the video. So, for those of you who are not watching on Spotify, we have a semi-trailer that is dangling off the side of a bridge, and the fire department is using their aerial as a high point to rappel down and get the driver out.
Again, we are being told that this is a rescue attempt.
Well, well, well.
So, it's pretty legit.
Yeah.
But a lot of the comments are like, what are you doing? You can't use a ladder for that.
It's, all bets are off, man.
Well, first of all, what are you going to do? Right? Like, you have to do something.
What are you going to do?
So, we're...
Okay, so, like most people that comment, you can't do that.
Sure.
Usually don't have a solution themselves, or they have some solution that's like, well, you do this, 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 and this, and it's like, the resources don't allow for that.
Yeah, time is of the essence, and the way that they are operating is totally fine. So we're the big sticking point for a lot of people using their aerial as a high directional is that the manufacturers say that, at least the ones that we use, that you cannot use your aerial for crane operations or can't have it operate as a crane. Cranes are used to move inanimate objects. So, yeah, you can't use your aerial to pick up a AC unit and put it on the top of your firehouse.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you have a, 220-pound or 1 kilonewton load on the tip of your aerial, it doesn't affect the aerial any different if that 1 kilonewton load is hanging underneath it.
Yeah, it's either hanging or you could be standing on that top rung, right?
It's the same weight. So if you rig your rope system in a way that will increase that load, that would cause a problem. So depending on how you rig that rope system, you will actually have a force multiplier. And if you have a 1 kilonewton load underneath that ladder and you start hauling... Yeah, you very well could overload the tip of that.
Can you explain that a little?
Sure.
I don't get that.
Yeah. So.
Oh, talking down. Okay.
I'm no, not talking
the
down.
The nerd talks down to me. Okay. Sure. You idiot.
All right. So, if you can imagine that you have your anchor point, the pulleys at the bottom, you have a 1 kilonewton load on this side, and you have to pull that 1 kilonewton load up, that's going to basically add... could be double plus to the anchor itself because you have a 1 kilonewton load pulling down this way and I am pulling with 1 kilonewton.
Okay.
Right? So now we have possibly double.
Yeah.
Depending on how you rig that up, you could have a force multiplier much higher than that. So there is a potential for that to fail. But if done correctly, it's an incredibly safe operation. The big things that you need to be concerned about if you are going to be rigging something like this up is you don't want to have any torsional loads. You want to have that basically right in the middle of your ladder, not on the beams. Because if it's on the beams, your ladder starts to twist.
Okay.
That is a problem for sure. But the way that they rigged it up and...
So what do you think they... Could you tell, did they put something around her? A harness or something?
Yeah, so you can see on his way down, he has something in his hands. My assumption is that is a harness. It would be unrealistic for you to hold on to somebody.
That's some next level stuff, right?
I mean, that being
don't
said,
drop.
You see those rope rescues that just happened. I think it was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That they're holding on to them, and they're just, you know, basically getting lowered to the floor below. So
do they ever bring them up though, too, or do they always go lower? Because it's probably way easier to just lower.
Well, there's two downsides to going up.
Well, now you're above the fire.
Yeah, you're above the fire, which is kind of a problem. But the way that they FDNY does their rope rescues is they will have a meat anchor or a person sitting behind the parapet, and they will, you know, quadruple wrap or wrap the spine of a large carabiner multiple times to help with friction. So there's really no good way to pull them up.
Yeah. All right.
So it's, from what I've seen, it's almost always lowering to the window below. Yeah, but I love the keyboard warriors out there. Being
like, I mean, what are some things? Can we go through some comments?
This one's good. Department of Transportation waiting for him on the bridge for that urine sample.
That's actually funny.
That was a good one. I want a relationship as strong as that coupling.
That was a good one, yeah.
For all the parents out there, Paw Patrol would have knocked this out in 30 minutes or less.
This is good. So you're in the middle of Paw Patrol.
Dude, I'm right in the middle of Paw Patrol. You know what we've been watching a lot is Bluey. I know you're way out of the game.
Bluey?
Yeah, it's like this...
not like Blue's Clues, is it?
No, Blue's Clues was dope. That was our generation. It is...
our generation?
Yeah, we're millennials.
I never saw Blue's Clues growing up. You're an idiot.
First of all, you call yourself a millennial. That's a millennial show.
Blue's Clues?
Blue's Clues.
No, that show was out when my kids were young, 10 years ago.
It wasn't the OG, though. Bring it back, man. Hit us up.
I don't know, man.
No, 100%. I was born in 1985.
When did Blue's Clues come out?
Here we go. Blue's Clues was in 1996.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was out for a while then.
Yeah.
So my kids were watching reruns?
No.
Let's see.
The original Blue's Clues guy left.
I don't remember any of that.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't know what you were watching.
Not that.
But yeah, this show is like incredibly wholesome. It's from Australia. It's like these like dogs, family of dogs. And now they're in a bunch of heat because they don't have any like...
They're in heat or a bunch of heat?
Ooh, good question.
All right.
Well, they were in heat and that's why they have the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe not so much anymore.
All right.
But now they're in hot water because they don't have... like all of the rainbow of disabilities that are out there represented on the show. So say what you will. I like it. But yeah, I mean, let's say this. Let's say that you're first one on scene of this. What are some things that you're thinking about?
Yeah, the tractor going over. One, tractor going over. So I would think that they would have tried to tie back, right? To the other side of the bridge, maybe something.
Something.
I mean, I think you could tie back to, it's a suspension bridge, right?
Yeah.
So you tie back to any part of that bridge, right?
Yeah.
And then once you got a guy there, it's like, okay, whatever happens, once we get this person out, you can't drop them, right? Who's the most calm under these situations? Like, you know, who can perform?
You just hope they're on duty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you hope they're coming.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I mean, I have to think outside the box. Putting aerial through the, you know?
Put a boat in the water?
Should put one of those big old, like...
Trampolines? Or inflatable?
Yeah, right below them. And it's like, oh, if they drop, they'll just jump right back up.
And we'll catch
them. And we'll catch them. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, when you're thinking about... I know we're going to get into the weeds, but when you're thinking about, like, all right, how strong does our tie back need to be? Roughly, like, 20,000 pounds per axle is, like, a good... place to start. So when you're thinking about, hey, how should we tie this back?
So are you considering the trailer to have three axles, two axles?
Would be
two axles, right?
Yeah, depending on where.
And then two to three up front. So you're tying back for 80,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you would need to
likely that it doesn't weigh that much. Likely it probably weighs what, like 30 to 40, maybe.
Yeah, and also not all the weight is.
Yeah, some of it's still on the bridge. Right? Yeah.
So it's. You need to make a guess.
Tractors maybe 10,000 itself. I don't know.
I don't know either. But you need to put that inside your calculation of how you want to actually tie that thing back. But it sounds like they had, a, you know, she was down there for 45 minutes. So that's, you got some time to work with. So yeah, I was pretty impressed with it. I don't think.
Where was that at again?
Ohio.
Nice.
Mistake by the lake.
Was it that New York Post? A gloomy day in New York City is still better than a sunny day in Cleveland.
100%.
The tweet is accompanied by a picture of New York City skyline sitting below dark clouds. And New York was reacting to the state of Ohio's campaign in which billboards have put up in major cities across the United States.
That's kind of dark.
Yeah, damn. It was on the New York City governor's page.
I went out to Cleveland for a race. And
would you rather live in Cleveland or New York City?
Cleveland.
Why?
I like the Midwest. I like the people better.
Gloomy day in New York City is still better than a sunny day in Cleveland.
Why are you trying to throw shade on Cleveland?
I'm saying, if you're New York,
Cleveland's not coming for you. Like, why are you trying to do that?
Yeah, man.
But I will say, I went out to a race in Cleveland and swam in Lake Erie, and I was itchy for like days afterwards.
Oh, man.
It's a rough spot. But yeah, well done. Well done, firefighters.
Okay. When a raccoon loped over the Springfield, Massachusetts Fire Department headquarters on Worthington Street on February 21st, officials said it was wandering in circles and foaming at the mouth, signs it was possibly infected with rabies. This was no call for a conflagration or a cat caught in a tree. Nevertheless, the city's top fire official responded, raising questions about whether the city has a rabies response plan in place. Oh, my God. Springfield Fire Commissioner made a judgment call that day when he drove his city-issued black Chevy Traverse over the over the raccoon after deciding that it was infected with the dreaded disease. Okay, so check this out.
Okay.
So one of the guys I work with, he's like, yeah, I was driving down the road the other day, driving down Boulevard, and the dog running on the side of the road. And he's like, I was going so slow, super slow. I was watching it the entire time, you know, and I got this line of cars behind me, you know. This is in a fire SUV, right?
Okay.
And he said, right when I got next to him,
he jumped off.
Bolt over, and then he heard, duruk, duruk. Ran him over. So runs him over. Everybody, right? This line of cars behind him. So he said, it's still like guppy breathing, and everything from the neck down is crushed, you know? So he calls the owner on the tag.
Oh.
He's like, I regret to inform you.
Yeah.
You know, your dog, it's dying and it's going to die. Would you like to come meet me here? I don't want to fucking come there. I can't. I'm working. I'm UPS right now. My girlfriend was at home. She had one fucking job. Watch the dog. And she can't even do that. I got to stay here and deliver all these packages now.
You're like, so.
So like, he's all pissed. He's not necessarily pissed at him.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he's like, my dog's dead.
Sure.
And then all I could think about was like Ace Ventura delivering packages the rest of the day.
He's just
like kicking stuff and like breaking it. And it's like, here's your package on your front door. And it's just nothing but like shattered remains.
Glass.
Yeah. Oh. So.
Sad, man.
It does happen. Now, see, that was an accident.
This took some
commissioner knowledge to do that.
You
know, some thought that's some high level decision making of, you know what? I'm going to eliminate the threat right now. And only a fire commissioner can make that judgment.
So what are your options here? Your options are to hang out and wait for animal control, maybe?
Yeah.
But what if this thing runs off?
We're responsible for that? Because it jumped in our backyard and then runs off?
Tom, I'm just trying to come up with solutions here. Obviously, PETA, super.
How did he get it in a spot to run it over? Was it just laying there?
Let's check the video.
Oh, no way. They filmed this shit?
There's a video.
Holy cow. This is amazing.
Creating controversy tonight, showing the Springfield Fire Commissioner running over a raccoon he said was rabid with a city vehicle. And 2010
is reported for... Well, you can't use your own vehicle.
You get blood on there and rabies.
Come on.
I don't want my truck getting rabies.
We do have that
raccoon incident. Get the fuck. cat and tree incident.
This was extremely disturbing. What are you thinking when you're running it over and you miss it and you back up and you run it over?
Outrage over this video that shows Springfield's fire commissioner DJ Khaled is running over a
this firefighter walks up and he's like, should I do something?
Springfield Fire Commissioner BJ Calvi with a city vehicle who says it was rabid. Coakley Rivera tells 22 News that Springfield officers and firemen that have come forward to her say that's not the case and the animal was blind. Springfield police.
Oh, it was at their headquarters?
Hey, we called. Ain't no resources around.
So they tried.
When you call 911 and it falls back on the fire department who is not trained to handle that, but somebody expects to handle it, we're going to make decisions.
Well, okay.
What are they supposed to do?
Well, you have two choices.
You let it go. That's one.
Right. Let it go. They bite somebody or bites a dog, and then it's like, well, the fire department didn't do
it. They let it go.
And so
they let it go into public. So
Do you think the public thinks that we have tranquilizer guns in all of our rigs?
I do want to ask that chick who gave the interview. What would you have done?
Well, I would have called somebody.
Okay, we did do that.
Well, I would have waited. Why don't you use your tranquilizer?
But there were people around calling, and
why didn't you use your tranquilizer?
What happens if you wait and then it goes and attacks somebody?
Why didn't you use some nets, fire department nets?
Here's
the thing. Hold on. Here's the thing. If you give the fire department tranquilizer guns and nets,
how long? Will Ferrell, dude. Dude, you crazy, bro.
How long until we start shooting each other?
Oh, yeah. That's part of the academy.
A day.
That's part of the academy. Okay, so here's the thing. You never know when you're going to have to fight a structure fire tranquilized. So today, we're going to train under those circumstances. You're going to get tranquilized, and then you have to pull a hose line in, put the fire out.
I mean, listen, if you want to carry a taser gun and you're a police officer, you have to get shot with a taser gun. If you want to carry a tranquilizer gun as a fire department, you got to start shooting people in the neck. All right. That's science. That's not my rules.
That's research.
That's research.
Is there any more?
Hold on.
Let's see if anybody else gives
it. That was an unfortunate event, but one that had to be taken in the name of public health and safety. Mayor Sarno adds that Calvi was acting within his capacity as a municipal official, as stated by Division of Fisheries and Wildlife, which allows him to respond and take immediate action where he reasonably concludes that an animal is rabid.
Oh,
game over.
Pretty disgusting and disturbing. Clearly, something needs to be done. That's not acceptable.
Okay.
Something, but what?
What would
you do, Cheryl? All
right. So if that's everything, if what we know, what we found out is the entire story, what are we talking about? This is dumb. I can't believe that you put this story on our show.
What are you talking about?
Joking. It's actually pretty funny. It's the type of shit we cover, right? Meaningless, dumb shit. But come on, like everybody's got a freaking opinion about how they do it. But then it's like, here's a split second decision. Hey, you're in charge. Oh, to call somebody. Yeah,
we did.
Like they did. They called us. We're going to solve the problem. And we called other people. They weren't available. This thing's running around. What am I supposed to do? I mean, hey, firefighter so-and-so, you got your gun, you got your rifle, you know, hunting rifle? Go grab that. Let's shoot it. They fucking shot it. Was that not the humane thing to do?
I would rather.
No, you need to restrain it and sedate it. Start an IV on the raccoon and sedate it.
Pass.
Comes in with the needle and the raccoon's all... like.
sir or ma'am, calm down.
He just spit in my face. Get the spit sack.
Yeah, I
get the restraints.
After that, then you have to have a Michael Scott 5K run for the cure.
Michael Scott.
You don't remember that episode?
No.
Which one? It's called like a
South Park?
No. Is that from The Office? Where
can I look this up?
Yes.
Explain.
All right. So Michael, I know I'm referencing a show that's no longer on the air, but I still love it. Michael the boss hits one of his employees with his car, breaks her hip. She finds out that she had rabies at one point. So then he goes and creates this like family fun run fundraiser to fight against rabies, which is already a disease. People always talk
about. So then
go to when Pam answers the phone for fun run.
I mean, there's a whole like. They hung out. Oh, good stuff.
Oh, so yeah, after that, after your employee gets bit by rabies, then you have to have a family fun run Race for the Cure. So we're just going to run it over with our car.
Yeah. That, talk about being scrutinized.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
So he's okay if he did it with his personal vehicle? Is that what that lady's saying? In a city vehicle. Like,
I think she's upset.
Really? Like rabbits run across the road all the time. He ran across that rabbit, killed it when he was responding to a fire.
It does out here in the country. We don't have rabbits in the, you know, we're normal people.
Okay. All right.
All right. I got one more.
Okay.
You want to talk about a bad day?
You have one right now?
No. Am I having a bad day? No, dude. I don't have bad days.
Okay.
I have bad hours, but I don't have bad days. This is from Newsweek. This might be the most credible source we've ever used. Man escapes from burning building, dies in another fire days later.
Probably set both of them.
Okay, so listen to this. This is from, it's from Russia, so you know it's legit. A man who escaped one fire has died after being unable to flee a separate blaze.
Oh, yeah. So he just...
2 days later.
He got out of the first one he set, or probably the eighth one he set, and then the ninth one got him. He only got 9 lives.
That is 100% what happened.
It's a cat?
So he set a fire. All right. Supposedly, there was a mattress fire in his apartment on January 23rd.
Smoking in bed. Case salt.
I think that he just lit it on fire. And then he died in another apartment fire on the 25th. So
it's both his apartments, so he moves into the other one. That one lights on fire?
Yeah.
So that's now a questionnaire on prospective renters.
Have you ever lit your mattress on fire?
Has your residence ever been involved in a fire? Yes, it has.
Nope. This is my favorite part of the story, is how Russia has their news. All right, so this is a quote from a Russian news. As a result of the emergency, a man born in 1973 died. That's it. Just straight into the
point. Come on, I gotta do the math there. 73, so okay, so 51.
Oh, dude, look at this. The Ministry of Emergency Situations added that it is thought that a cigarette is believed to have started the fire.
Both times?
It's like you knew.
So he almost dies smoking in bed, and 2 days later he's like, nah, it'll never happen again.
I'm good, man. What a fluke that
gotcha. Was. Gotcha. Dream deferred.
Dream deferred.
I love Dave Chappelle.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
What's your favorite Dave Chappelle skit?
Oh, man.
Greatest sketch comedy show of all time.
Yeah.
And Living Color was really good, too.
Living Color was great, but not as good. Here's what's so great about Chappelle, is it only had 2 seasons. And
they still make you laugh every time you see every skit.
And people still quote, like all the time.
Yeah. I loved 2 of them, probably that we can actually dive into and talk about. There's some good ones.
Into my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Player Haters Ball.
Blair Hairs Ball.
You know,
hate.
Yeah, I remember the, what are you going to do? You drinking water from Buck Nasty Mama's dish? You know? Just so funny. And then the second one, the Real World one, was hilarious.
That one was awesome.
That was so good.
It's like, I had sex with Katie too, man.
Guy sitting in the corner crying. Oh, man. They like stab him like in the middle.
So
I might have to go watch that again.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite one, he travels around with John Mayer.
Oh, and they go, he like go into the barbershop and they're like, let's see how they respond to electric guitar.
And he like crushes it.
Yeah.
And like no response. And then Questlove starts on the drums. It was.
They're like all dancing around. Everybody stops working.
God, he is a genius. Absolute genius. Yeah. I couldn't pick just one.
There's not that one where there's the Southern male that's sitting on his porch.
Pass.
Maybe.
Pass, Tom.
Alabama blind.
Pass, Tom.
Okay. Yeah, we won't go there. Still good.
Still great.
It's funny. Well, that'll about do us for the day. Hope you enjoyed today's show.
Probably our last podcast. Yeah. Congratulations.
All right.